Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Jordan. Today we've got a fascinating topic to dive into, AI hair color and style changers. That's right. Imagine being able to try out a brand new hair color during your lunch break and actually trusting that preview. Oh wow, that sounds amazing. So how does this technology actually work? Great question. An AI hair color changer uses computer vision to identify hair boundaries in a photo, then it applies realistic color transformations while keeping texture and highlights intact. So it's not just slapping a color over the hair, right? Exactly. The AI segments the hair from the background, maps your original shade, and overlays new tones that match the lighting in the photo. Wow, that sounds complex, but I imagine if it doesn't do that well, it could look pretty fake, right? Yes, poor edge detection can lead to that dreaded pasted-on look. Premium tools invest heavily in technology that follows individual strands and flyaways, which is where that high visual accuracy comes from. So when can we really trust these previews then? I mean, are there any specific conditions that make them more reliable? For sure. AI previews excel with forward-facing portraits in even natural light, but they can struggle with mixed lighting or profiles. If the lighting in your photo is complicated, the algorithm can misinterpret your hair's true tone. That makes sense. So what should someone do to get the best results? A pro tip is to take two headshots, one in bright window light and the other in shaded daylight. If a color looks great in both, it's a safer bet. That's really handy. Now, you mentioned that 2025 is a tipping point for these tools. What's driving that? Three major forces are converging. First, there's a rising demand for chemical-free hair colors. 65% of consumers prefer them, which has led to a 45% surge in plant-based dyes. Interesting. And what's next? Second, AI-powered personalization is becoming a must-have. About 71% of shoppers expect it, and they're more likely to buy when brands offer personalized recommendations. Got it. And what's the third factor? Accessibility. There are free tools like Kaze AI that allow you to try endless transformations without any subscriptions. Plus, premium apps like YouCam. Makeup are pretty affordable, so it's really opening up possibilities for everyone. If someone wants to try a new hair color with AI, how do they even start? First, they need a good photo. Position your face toward a window and step back a bit. Avoiding mixed lighting is key. And after they get that perfect shot, they should validate their results with a second app. Different. AI models can yield different results, so if two apps agree on a color, the chances are higher that they'll like it in real life. Smart. What if someone is going for a major transformation? Do they need to see a pro? Alex, absolutely. For significant changes like lightening several shades, consulting a colorist is essential. They can adapt those digital shades into practical steps for a healthy outcome. Speaking of practicality, what are the most realistic AI hairstyle apps out there? Well, YouCam, Makeup, Kazi, AI, and PixelCut are all popular. YouCam offers over 60 styles and 100 colors with high accuracy. And what about their features? How do they compare? YouCam excels in strand-aware masking. While FaceApp is quick but can smooth out too much, PixelCut's realism really depends on your lighting. So lighting is everything, huh? Exactly, when looking for an AI